Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
Thank you for listening to this station with coverage of the Championship of Champions Indian Relay Horse Races from Walla Walla, Washington, supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. The first of 13 races on the ticket started with the first ever women's relay with Bradley Tisitamit, your winner of the Shoshone-Bannock tribe over five other teams. In the Chiefs race, number one Lakota Warpath, Tori Provost from South Dakota, got the win. Heat race number one with the maidens race, a one-lap half-mile race with a mounted start, saw the number one gal representing Arrow Lakes, Shanoa Erickson of the Colville tribe in Washington. The Warriors race, where they run 100 yards, mount a horse, and ride a half-mile lap, Young Money, Miles Murray from the Blackfeet tribe in Montana, a veteran, gets the win. Young Indian relay racers from 7 to 12 years old battle it out in the youth race. The Buffalo Runners claim the victory of the Cree Nation, the defending champions of the world in their competition. In the second half, it was Indian relay racing pro all the way. Heat race number one saw Mountain River with Anthony Work, your winner representing the Dakota White Clay Nation. Heat race number two was won by River Road, a Crow team, with Dustin Kruger, the very talented veteran jockey, with the reins. Heat race number three, Abrahamson Relay, have seen winner's circles at national contests before. Scott Abrahamson, the jockey of the Colville Nation. Heat race number four was won by Black Rock Relay, Blaine DeLoach from the Blackfeet Nation and Pekuni Tribe, winning the race. Heat five, Pretty Young Man, Tyler Leather, the jockey, and the Siksika Nation, Canada, once again in the winner's circle. In Heat 6 of the Indian Relay races with three horses and four participants in three laps to get to victory, we saw Amesback, Jalen Potts, steered his team of the Blackfeet Nation to the winner's circle, brought to you by Wrangler. Heat number 7, the final race of the night, Mountain Crow, in the winner's circle once again, Mountain Crow of the Crow Nation in Montana. We had an opportunity to visit with one of our Wrangler Pro officials, Winston Bruisedhead.
Yeah, it's good to be here for another year for the championships, and Walla Walla is a nice place to have them. Really good fairgrounds, good area, good barns. Everything is good for...
And the track.
The track is really good, too. Good track, good grandstand. Nice hosting committee, really nice hosting committee, and the tribes that are hosting it are, like, thank them for inviting us back again.
Horse races on the track and 36 people on eight teams. Yeah. That's havoc, chaos. That's wild.
It is wild. It gets wild. It gets wild at the exchange. That's where people want to be sitting right there in the grandstand. That's where all the action happens, is right at the exchange. Anything can happen. We, like you said, we have 36 men on the ground, 24 horses. One gets loose, it could cause, it's just a chain reaction. But most of the time, these guys are horsemen. They know how to handle their horses. They know what they're doing.
This is going to be fun, Winston.
Yeah, we have six teams from Canada representing all of Canada, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and from the Blackfoot Confederacy also.
Yes, sir.
We have a good chance of not winning it, but hopefully we win it. But hopefully we come back in a championship round.
Let's go horse racing, Winston. Yeah. Thank you very much, my friend, Winston Bruisedhead.
Thank you, Randy.
Episodes of this program may be heard on RandyTaylorAnnouncer.com. Compliments of 4B Web Design.
Thanks for listening to today's segment of Word with a Champ. For Native Voice One, this is Cherokee Cowboy Randy Taylor.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota, owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa and Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler, long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.